This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest on today's program is Linda Ledford. Linda is the volunteer coordinator for Mitchell Yancey Habitat for Humanity. And she is with us today to talk about volunteers and Habitat cookbooks. Welcome, Linda. Tell us, how are things going right now for Habitat?
Steve, things are going great. Right now, we have three homes almost ready to move approved families into. Within the next 3 months, three families will be moved into these homes. They've been waiting for some time. This is Habitat's entire mission, to put families into homes. Also recently, we had our annual visit of the Lutheran Youth Group. They come each year. We started out on Monday with 80 students, which dropped back to 60. On Tuesday, we placed these in area schools, city parks, at our building sites for homes, at the restoration house, and in our restore. They worked for 4 days while they were here. As always, these young people did a great job for everyone and also left a lasting impression on all of us.
Linda, what's going on this week for Habitat?
Habitat will have a table set up at the Mineral and Gem Festival at Pinebridge, where they will sell their cookbooks. We invite everyone to visit the Mineral and Gem Festival and to stop by our table and talk with our representative about our two cookbooks. They sell for $5 apiece. It's a great value for the money. We have a book dedicated solely to desserts and a general cookbook with all kinds of recipes. I strongly suggest you pick up one of each of these. Habitat cookbooks are put together fantastically. Nowhere can you find as good a cookbook for the money. You're also assisting our very worthy cause of Habitat when you purchase these books. Both books show the calorie count and the nutritional information for each recipe. One of our Habitat senior AIDS workers, Eileen Buchanan, and her daughter have adopted this project and have sold several cases of our cookbooks. These two women are great cooks and swear by the recipes. Actually, I can swear by them, too. My granddaughter made a dessert by one of the recipes called Chocolate Eclair Torte. It was exquisite. A pastry fit for a queen. Very light, not too sweet. It's just superb. I was very impressed both with my granddaughter and with the dessert. It was the type of pastry you would expect to be served in an elite hotel or restaurant. Just imagine serving your guests or your club members a treat like that. I highly recommend both of Habitat's cookbooks. If you don't have them, you're missing out on a treat. They also make excellent gifts, and all the money goes to build houses. Be sure to go to the Mineral and Gem Festival this Thursday through Sunday and support Habitat as well as our local community.
That sounds delicious. I like the part about the books showing calorie count and nutrition information for each recipe.
You don't find that in all cookbooks,
sure,
and people
don't.
Are very conscious of those things today.
Absolutely. Tell us, how are donations coming for Habitat?
Donations are coming in wonderfully, but of course we always want and need more. The more money we get or the more sales we make, the more houses we can build. And we love to build houses. Both money donations as well as items for resale and to build the houses are needed. If you have items that are too big for your car or too heavy for you, Habitat volunteers will come to your home and pick them up. Just give us a call at the Restore at 766-9000. Monetary donations can be mailed to Mitchell Yancey Habitat for Humanity at P.O. Box 409, Micahville, N.C. 28755. Habitat always needs more volunteers, both for the home building and in the resale store. Building sites work on Wednesday and Saturday. Restore hours are Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturday, 9 to 2. Volunteers work whatever hours they can. We appreciate all the help we can get. Some people work 5 hours a week, some a full day, some work several days a week. If you are retired, unemployed, on school break, or just a housewife, anyone that has free time, remember, Habitat needs you. Call me, Linda Ledford, at 675-5355.
Thank you very much. Linda Ledford, volunteer coordinator with Mitchell Yancey Habitat for Humanity, talking with us today about volunteers and those Habitat cookbooks on display at the Mineral and Gem Festival at Pinebridge. For Community Close-Up, I'm Steve Murphy.